Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, Bob, before we get to any and all business on a Monday morning, we always do the plug, sir.
Buy American, buy local, whenever possible.
Woohoo!
There you have it. Absolutely. All right. Coming off the election and all kinds of other stuff. And, boy, what's your landscape looking like these days, Bob?
Well, I'm happy that the election is over. You know, a presidential election only happens once every 4 years. My goodness, it's quite a show. But it's great to have no more attack commercials, campaign commercials on there. It's kind of like getting your TV back when you turn it on. I wish elections were more about issues instead of attack ads. That would be my perfect universe, where we would talk about the difficult issues that face our state and our country. You know, just to give you an example, they never really got into Social Security and Medicare. There's some serious problems there that have to be addressed, but nobody wanted to talk about them during the campaign because it might mean raising taxes. So, of course, they didn't want to get into it. But, you know, that's just my wish, that we could talk more about issues. And I'm thankful at WLIP we can talk about issues. But
that's why we're here.
I have to congratulate my three Democratic state representatives in my Senate district. You know, the talk in the media was, well, Trump won Kenosha County and Racine County. They talked about that over and over again. What they didn't tell you is that my three Democratic reps, Greta Neubauer, Tip McGuire, and Todd Onstead, each won landslide victories over their Republican opponents. So it means the difference between urban and rural, the classic difference in Kenosha and Racine County, meaning in the city of Racine, the city of Kenosha and Mount Pleasant, the beginning, the Democrats won big victories and the Republicans did great west of the eye. So it's a lot of the same.
But it's pretty much the typical split that we've seen. Excuse me. And in fact, there's anybody who knows about that, it's you, Bob, because of your race with Reince Priebus years ago. But that's typically the norm when it comes to Kenosha. And we were here on election the day after Election Day, and we saw how the Republicans were ahead. And then all of a sudden, once the 30,000 absentee ballots were counted in the city of Kenosha, it just flipped immediately. It was really just unbelievable the way it flipped so quickly like that.
And I have in the past, way back in the past, I've represented, you ready for this? I represented Lake Geneva. I represented Genoa City. I represented Bloomfield Township. That's when the map went way out there when I took over from Joe Andrea. So I have represented those areas in the past. I want to talk a little bit about, while Robin Voss won a big election victory, I'm disappointed because in Sunday's paper, he said he wants an investigation of the election. Well, you know what, the nonpartisan lady, Megan Wolf, from the Elections Commission, said, you know, we have no problems reported to our office, no complaints on irregularities. But the investigation Robin wants will be headed, you ready for this, by more partisanship, by a Republican committee with a Republican chairman and a Republican majority. So the nonpartisan groups out there said we had a fair election. But Robin wants a partisan group in his assembly to investigate this. To me, that's a waste of the taxpayers' money.
How do you think that would go, Bob?
Yes, exactly. The nonpartisan group said it was fair. Robin wants a partisan Republican group to look at it. But I guess that's part. He won the election, and so he can do that. But to me, that's a waste of the taxpayers' money.
Well, it's always interesting, and it's even more interesting as we roll through the rest of 2020 and what's going to be happening. State Senator Bob Wirtz, she joins us Monday morning. Bob, folks have questions, comments. They want to bend your ear a little bit. How do they get a hold of you, sir?
Hey, all of my constituents, 172,000, if you got a problem, give us a call. 694-7379. Give us a call. We'll try and help.
Beautiful. He is State Senator Bob Wirch. Bob, thanks so much. Talk to you next week, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on.